The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station, and that's Colby Calais and Goldmine. I like her last name.
That catches you every morning.
Silly monitor. I need to work with that because I move it down so I can see Tori's little face over there.
Yeah, the cord pushes the
And it
the
pushes
button.
The buttons.
And then I get blamed for pushing
right,
the
buttons. Right, she's pushing my buttons.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, exactly.
Part of my job description. It's come from above you.
Pushing buttons. I got that.
Pushing all the buttons.
Well, we have in the studio this morning, no stranger to our studio, Linda Cope from the Warrior Beach Retreat. And we're glad to have you. What do you got going on this week?
Thank you for having me here. We have the retreat. The Wounded Warriors are coming in this Saturday, the 21st through the 28th, staying at the Sunrise Beach Condominiums. And the opening ceremony is Thursday, April 26th at the First Baptist Church of Callaway.
Okay.
And it's at 7 p.m., free and open to the public. But please, once again, line the streets by the thousands. The parade route is on our website, warriorbeachretreat.org.
They're coming. What time they come in next Thursday?
The parade leaves at 4 from and the area near Sunrise Beach Condominiums. But the parade, they're coming in this Saturday. They're coming in tomorrow. So it's coming quickly.
How many men and women are coming in?
We have got about 18 warrior couples coming, so times two.
That's very cool.
So that's about what about.
Is that your max? I mean, what number do you max out at?
Well, we used to take a larger number, and we realized with their PTSD, TBI, that's not a comfort zone.
Sure.
That's not a comfort zone. And the last two retreats have been smaller. You know, we had, and they have been the best. They have been the best because
sure.
they're able to network and they're closer because they don't feel so overwhelmed.
Right.
Are there several retreats throughout the year?
We have two major ones.
Okay.
We have them on in the spring and fall. The Sheraton's actually going to host again in the fall. And then we do three smaller ones. We've got one this year for the first time in St. Augustine in August.
Okay.
And then we've got one in Sandestin and Rosemary Beach. Those are our smaller retreats that we host. But our heart is to save marriages and save lives. That's what we're trying to do. And we're Christians, and we pray over these retreats and everybody coming. And we even have some local here this year. So we're glad to, you know, for that.
Do you normally go down to St. Augustine for a retreat?
No, this is the first time they're wanting to host us. Our heart is to do more of the smaller, what we call mini retreats, besides just these great, you know, the ones where we have all the, you know, we had like 21 rooms donated for the sheriff's department and for us and staff to stay. But it's just, we've seen it. We've done these 9 years, and the results are life-changing. People have moved here. They vacation here. And I can't thank the community enough for making these possible.
Of course. And you've brought some folks with you this morning. What do you have?
Okay.
Who do you have, I should say? I shouldn't say what. Who do you have?
I have Shirley and Buddy Whittle. Shirley has Callaway Country Florist and has helped us tremendously for years for so many of the flowers for the retreats, along with other florists, but she's kind of taken this on herself now. She does all the flowers for the retreat, and we're so grateful. And then her husband, Buddy, that is in charge of the ceremony and the meal, and Shirley is too, at the First Baptist Church of Callaway, where it's going to be hosted.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing as far as flowers and how's that I mean what's your part in all of this?
The flowers are we do every year. I try to do flowers that are brought in from foreign countries because they don't grow a whole lot of them here in the United States.
Sure.
So we do the tropical arrangements for them. We want to give them something that's unusual. We supply the flowers for all their rooms and everything that they're going to see during the week. They're given flowers so that, you know, they can just feel the, I guess, the experience that they're here for Florida. And that's what's the main thing, the tropical look. And their main thing here, that when they're here, I want them to understand that they're loved and that the flowers that shows that.
Excellent. Well, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be back. We'll talk more with Buddy, and we'll talk with everybody else again. Our programming today on 90.7 WKGC, sponsored in part by a gift from Bill Cordell at Raymond James in Panama City. Bill is a certified financial planner specializing in generating retirement income and IRA rollovers. More information online at CordellWealthManagement.com. tossing and turning. That's Bobby Lewis, a little classic, you know, rock and roll here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. And if you like that, you might want to check out Boomer Bill. He's on tonight at...
show.
Oh, that's right. You're not,
new
you
show.
I'm sharing. We're getting close.
We've got the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge with Boomer Bill tonight starting at 9 o'clock. He's bringing great rock and roll and trivia and all of that good stuff. And right now, we're talking about the Warrior Beach Retreat, which is coming up. Well, they're coming into town this week. They're coming into town tomorrow.
Explain from the beginning exactly what you do with the Warrior Beach Retreat, because we're catching it here in the middle of the conversation.
Well, Wounded Warriors and their spouses or caregivers come from all across the country for a week of R&R. And they are loved on by this community. They have passes to go to pretty much every venue on the beach for free. And they have breakfast, lunch, and supper donated by restaurants all over town. And we have a spa day for the ladies. We focus on the caregiver, not just the Wounded Warrior.
Sure.
They go to the Hilton Sandestin Spa in limousines, and the guys go either deep sea fishing or golfing. And they don't have a lot of meetings. Y'all want to sign up, huh? You got to be a Wounded Warrior first. But we have like a marriage meeting to Sunday morning because it's tough. For those that don't know, our son lost both legs above the knee in Iraq 11 years ago and wounded his hands. That's why we started doing these 9 years ago. And we realized there was not a whole lot in the country for the caregiver. There was a lot for the Wounded Warrior. And we realized the struggles my son and his wife went through. So we decided we're gonna focus on the caregiver as well as the Wounded Warrior. And they basically get a chance to be away from doctor's appointments, in-laws, outlaws, just kids, and they can just get to know each other again.
And they get to spend time in the world's most beautiful beaches.
You got it.
So
yes.
Why
can't
not?
Beat that. Yes. And another donor is Billboard Kia. They're providing vehicles for all those that are flying in for
nice.
Free. So, but we're just grateful for the community. But basically, it's a time just to stay in a beautiful place on the ocean, enjoy beautiful flowers from Callaway Country Florist in their rooms and everywhere else. And, you know, just the meeting room, even and when they check in. And they just feel the love of this community. There are so many donors. They're on our website, warriorbeachretreat.org. I don't want to leave somebody out, but it's great. It's great.
And then, like you said, next Thursday is the big parade.
It is.
This is a way for the public to really participate and say their thank yous to these wounded warriors.
And the parade route is warriorbeachretreat.org, leaving at 4 p.m. promptly. We'll have the sheriff's helicopters flying overhead. And they're actually looking at a military flyover. Not sure if that'll come together. But there will be the sheriff's department with the helicopters, which is very special, too.
And who else is in the parade route?
Well, in the very front, for the first time, we have the biggest crowd of Vietnam, Korean, and World War II vets. They're the first seven vehicles now. Seven vehicles. And the ladies all get a corsage. That's also donated. That's from Musgrove Florist. They're providing the corsages for the ladies and the gentlemen. And, you know, especially the Vietnam vets, you know, they never got a welcome home.
Right.
They're in it. And then we have a lot of representation from the military this time with their vehicles. And the Coast Guard. You know, just a lot of the branches of military are in the parade. We have bikers. If you're a biker,
this
get
would be
out
Carrie
there.
Dieter's group, wasn't
oh,
it?
Oh, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody. We have had as many as 600 bikes
wow.
in this parade. They put heads in beds. They come from all across the country.
Sure.
And so it's phenomenal.
No, and talking with Carrie, and most folks, most of our listeners are probably familiar with Carrie Dieter and the Military mm-hmm. Hour, and that, you know, he says his group, they're determined because he's a Vietnam vet.
Yes.
That he's going to give they're going to give the welcome to these guys and girls that are coming back today, wounded or not.
Right.
The welcome that they didn't get.
Yes.
When he was coming back. So I know they make it out to the airport.
They do.
And wait for these folks as they come in, and mm-hmm. they're going to give them a warm welcome. To give them something he didn't get when he came home. And that's a great for that generation to reach out and do that.
Well, the thousands that line the streets, it just, everybody has a box of Kleenex in their car and everybody cries because there's healing going all the way around, not just
sure.
for the wounded warriors that went straight from the battlefield to the hospital to home. But we're just grateful, again, First Baptist Church of Callaway for the very first time is hosting the ceremony. So Buddy's and Shirley are kind of in charge of that, but I don't know if we want to hear
and
from
where
Buddy.
And where is exactly the First Baptist of Callaway located at?
It's on Highway 22.
Okay.
69 I don't even know the address. 6930. I know it's on Highway 22. We've been members there for a long, long time since we came back from stateside. But he is retired military. I'm an Air Force brat and an Air Force wife. I've been around the military so long. My father is actually a Korean vet, wounded.
Mm-hmm. And Vietnam.
And Vietnam also. So we're very, very active. This is the reason that I've always been involved in this, because my dad is a wounded warrior.
Sure.
And he spent 17 months in a hospital being put back together. So, but he will turn 90 this year. He was part of this program a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an ornery old cuss. if he were listening now, he would still agree. He is just, he's still around. He's still, you know, legally blind at this point. He was exposed to Agent Orange in mm-hmm. Vietnam. But you know what? He is still pushing on and still lives in Fort Walton near Eglin Air Force Base.
Sure.
And he was so proud to be in the parade.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that sign that y'all put on the side of the vehicle, because my husband, Buddy, he drove him, and he was just like, he says, do I get to keep this magnet? And it's on the side of his refrigerator. He is so proud of that.
Oh, wow.
So he was one that didn't get that.
Yeah, sure. And Buddy, you were in the Air Force?
Yeah, I'm a physician assistant, but retired Air Force in 92. I served starting with Vietnam through Gulf War, Desert Storm, retired.
Wow.
Right after that. I was not in theater. I served in the backfields, excuse me. And I'm the committee chairman for this event we're having at the First Baptist Church, which Shirley said we've been members since I retired, right around that time anyway. And we did get to ride in the parade. At least twice I've ridden in it. I took her dad one time, and I rode one other time in it. Churches usually act as the host for feeding them at the end of the parade.
Sure.
Which they'll be leaving the beach around 4. They're going to arrive at our church at 5. We feed the warriors and the staff from the Warrior Beach Retreat and volunteers. And then there's a ceremony that starts at 7 o'clock at our church in the sanctuary, which is open to the public. And
it's free, too. Sure. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, of course, we welcome everybody. We have a guest speaker who's Joseph Howard. He's retired Navy Master Chief, and he's a master diver also. And there's a whole information about him. Linda could probably tell you more about him than I can.
He's actually still active duty at the dive
really?
School. One of the commanders. He retires, I think, this year or later
That's
on.
Right.
Well, Buddy, thank you very much for your service. That's a lot of years, a lot of time overseas that you have covered. So we definitely appreciate and very grateful for your service to our country. Thank you.
Thank you.
And do you now help Shirley with the flowers, or do you just kick back and watch?
Yeah, well, no.
No, he doesn't
we
get involved.
Actually, we opened the business in 86. In case anything happened to me, she'd have something to fall back on. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, in the military, when you retire, when the member dies, the wife does not get his retirement pay.
Really?
It stops. And so, fortunately, nothing happened to me, so
here you are. We're good. We're glad.
If he's in the flower shop, he's OCD. He's too organized for me. I'm a real good organizer to the point of chaos.
I see.
I like that. That's kind of how I operate.
Yeah,
it is chaos to everybody else, but to me, it's organized.
He says there's things that you need to do. No.
I think that's a little bit of the Air Force they're sneaking out, right?
That's it.
Yeah,
you know,
figured as much.
He wants a surgical setting. That ain't, is it, as they say here in the South, that ain't happening.
That ain't happening, nope.
No.
I think it's called discipline, but...
there you go.
Oh, boy. Busted. You're going to be trouble.
After 48 years, it's
going to
happen.
No, I've been helping her ever since we opened it. I've been working in the community for most of that 20 some odd years since I retired. The last year or so, I've been just helping her at the flower shop. But when it comes to design work, no, you don't want me doing your design work.
I'm with you on that. Well, in our last couple minutes, again, recap, we've got the soldiers. They're coming in tomorrow, and they're flying in, I assume, at the beach. Is that where they come from?
Yeah, well, I'm Jonathan. I'm the executive assistant chaplain, and I'm the one, and I get to take part in this too, help part with encouraging these guys and really ministering in the gals, and just really, and we're really looking forward to this happen, for this event happening, and I love being a part of it, and so yeah, I graduated from Bible College, but yeah, now I get to do this, and I love it, you know. And I thank the community, everybody, for helping us and support, and just going out there and waving flags and appreciating these guys and gals for their service, because their service is not in vain at all, because they paid the ultimate price, and let us not forget that. So thank you, and everybody.
No, we're really, really appreciative of what you guys do as far as reaching out and looking at the caregiver and looking at the wounded soldier, and you know, it's an awesome thing that you all are doing. So thank you,
thank you
for bringing them to the most beautiful beaches
on the planet. Yes, yes.
And of course, the public will be out in mass, of course, to support that parade as they do every time. Mm-hmm. And I know that's an emotional experience for anybody to see all those American flags. So one last time, you've got the event that's happening on Thursdays at Callaway, First Baptist Church at Callaway. And give us your website one more time.
WarriorBeachRetreat.org.
Well said.
WarriorBeachRetreat.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, y'all, for coming in. We're going to take a quick break. We've got Jennifer Jones, and we're talking some film stuff that's coming up. And so she's bringing in a few folks as well. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, possibly the most famous phone number on the planet, 867-5309. You ever dial it, Tom?
No.
Okay, you shouldn't. I think they took it out because, like,
people were just
somebody had the number.
Just randomly dialing it to see what happens when you dialed that number.
Yeah, I think I guess the urban myth is that they took it off. That, you know, they got rid of the number.
I dialed.
Imagine
it
the poor person who had it.
Yeah. There was a realtor in town that had it a few.
Did they really?
Recently, as a few years ago,
really?
They had
Jenny.
They had to get rid
was
of
her
it.
Name Jenny?
I don't know.
Because that would have been perfect.
That would have been.
It would have.
If you really want to confuse things, we could change our listener line to that number, and it would just ring randomly.
Well, of course, the story behind the number is it was written on the wall in the bathroom. Not really a...
For a good time called WKGC? I'm not sure how that
buzzer.
Would work.
Buzzer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty...
There we go. My buzzer's on delay. Mm-hmm. My apologies, but you needed that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but 867-5309, a little music there from Tommy Two-Tone. Did he do anything besides that?
I don't think he needed to at that point.
Yeah, that's it?
Okay.
That's a great one-hit wonder.
It is.
How do you top that?
I don't think
maybe with a dance that goes along with it.
Is there a dance?
No, but we could make one up.
You could. I don't dance.
Yeah. I love dancing. These guys love dancing, too.
They do.
Our new guests. We've rotated guests through the show.
Alfie Martin's in the studio with us. Jennifer Jones from Bay Arts Alliance is, you know, she's delinquent.
She's supposed to be your caretaker this morning.
She's late.
But
yes. So we're going to talk bad about her while she's...
That's
but
fine.
I have something for her, so...
Oh, okay.
We found something in our record collection, remember?
Oh, that's right. We did, didn't
so
we?
So don't tell her until she gets here. And then we'll tell her. It'll be a big surprise.
You're assuming she's not driving in a car listening to you.
I know she's listening. She always listens to WKGC. Anyway, we have Alfie Martin in the studio with us, which you've been with us a couple of times before, and you've brought a guest with you.
Carlos Palau, and he's the film director for La Caravana de Gardel. That's the tango film, basically a true story, based on a true story that we're going to show at the Holly Center at Florida State University tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow, yes.
What time does it start tomorrow?
Doors open at 5 o'clock. Screening is at 6 o'clock. The Q&A with the director is about 7:40. Then we have a break, and then we go into the tango show, which is about 50 minutes, and we have dancers and sounds and dances from the Carlos Gardel Tango Festival USA that we do in Los Angeles. We've been doing it since 1997.
Can you give us just a short little snippet about what the film's about? Don't give the whole thing away. No spoilers.
Yeah. Well, the film is based on a true story about after the death of Carlos Gardel. Most of the people, especially from Florida, they don't know who Carlos Gardel was, but he's the icon of tango. Anything that has to do with tango was promoted because Carlos Gardel. He died in a crash accident in a plane in 1935, and he became even bigger after his death. Hmm. The movie takes on after his death and how they take his body from Medellin, Colombia, on ground and the ground, by car to Buenaventura and then to Argentina. It's based on a true story, and it has old cars, and it's a 1935 artsy film, 1935. And you have to understand that the people of Colombia, the passion for tango is comparable and even bigger than sometimes in Argentina, Uruguay, and France.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow. So you've brought with us Carlos Palau. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about the making of the film. This is based on a true story. Who wrote the script?
I wrote the script, but basically the movie is an adaptation from a novel, from a roman, of writing for a friend of mine. He gave me the book to read, and I discovered that inside we have a movie. So he gave me the writing, and I start to write to adaptation for about 3 years. The complete project is about 4-5 years. So now we have ready the films. It's a fantastic history. People love because there are many parallel histories, and we discover an universe very, very large from South America, and this icon, Carlos Gardel, because nobody knows what happened with him after his die. So this is...
Yeah, his body was buried in Colombia, and the story is, you're going to see the movie, is how you take that body back to Argentina and what happened with the body. And it's a comedy, but it's not a comedy. It's really, it's a true drama, but it has a comedic aspects. You have, sure. comics aspects.
So about 2 years of filming on the film?
Well, the entire project was 5 years, mm-hmm. but the development and production was 5 years.
Yes, very large.
Wow. And where did you shoot it?
In Colombia. Okay. Yes. For the true ways where the body of Carlos Gardel crossed 80 years ago. Wow. The same.
Went the exact same path.
By car.
It's a history reconstruction, very big. Yes, it's very beautiful. Aesthetic is like a poem. No, it's a very, very sensible.
Sure.
Yeah. I hope that people coming tomorrow to discover a new cinematography, different of movies, the Narcos or something, drug dealer. No, this is a poem, this is music, this is nostalgic, no?
Very good.
It's a story of love.
Story
okay,
of love.
Because yeah. Carlos Gardel, awakens the passion, and also you can see the love of the people for tango and Gardel. I mean, so big that until you see the movie, you don't realize that this guy, up to today, made tango.
And also the movie is very funny because the two guys that bring the body, they have a lot of history in mm-hmm. the road. No,
really?
What happened in the road?
Some mishaps.
In those 10 days. Mm-hmm. That
I bet.
It's very funny.
Well, no children.
We are no children?
No children. To see the movie. I mean, it's...
That's good to know.
Yeah. I mean, because it's not a heavy movie, but you have to insert what happened when they take sure. the body, and these two guys have a lot of adventures while they drive their car.
But in Colombia, when we have the opening, the first opening, was in the cemetery where Carlos Gardel was inside. And the owner of this beautiful cemetery, they want the big opening was inside, and there are 3,000 people.
Oh, wow.
In the cemetery.
It's a beautiful, beautiful...
And when I say children, if you know, it will be like if you take children in our film or whatever. It's not a heavy R film, but you know, if you're going to bring children over 14 or whatever,
sure,
hold their hands.
But many yeah.
they probably know more than us. But
in the opening that I told was a lot of children.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Children love the movie because of the comedy aspect. Anyway, go ahead.
We're about 15 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back, talk more about this and more of the details again of it's being performed or played tomorrow night at the Holly Center here at the FSU campus, right across the street from the beautiful Gulf Coast State College campus. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, The Cars, and Let's Go. It's about 11 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. We have Alfie Martin in the studio with us, and he's brought with us director Carlos Palau.
All the way from Colombia.
Yeah, that's a long trip. Yes. But you guys went to, you got here through Panama, to via Los Angeles to Atlanta. Of course, you can't get here from anywhere without going to Atlanta. They tell me you can't get to the funeral home without going through Atlanta. You're here for a couple of days.
Yeah, the funeral home will be a perfect setup.
Of course, for a great show like this. Tom, you were looking up on the web. You've gotten a little music.
I do. Let's listen to Por Una Cabeza, which is probably his most famous piece, certainly the one we would know the most, because it was in both Sensible Woman and in True Lies. So.
Let's hit it.
This is tango.
Possibly the first tango we've ever played on the Mix. I'm certain of that.
I know it's the first one on the Mix. I was just wondering whether that was the first one we've ever played on WKGC.
I sang a tango once.
Oh, you did?
It was a piece called The Masochism Tango by a great guy named Tom Lehrer.
Can we not do that now?
No, we're not going to do that now. Please don't worry.
Okay, you were panicking me for a minute.
Anybody in here do the tango?
Yes.
We all do.
I imagine you guys do.
Yeah.
Tom says he learned the tango in school.
Grade school.
Yes.
All right, come tomorrow night.
No.
But he claims he can disco dance too, so I don't buy it.
By the way, that one was instrumental, of course, but next time we'll catch him with the boys.
Okay. Well, it was the first one that popped up on the computer. One that I thought everybody would know.
And you know what? It's perfect because that's the raw sound of the tango in those years. So the one that you chose shows the true feeling and color of the old tango, which matches the film. Sure. Thank you so much.
Who did the music for the film? Or did you use his original music?
Yes.
The original recordings.
Yes, yes, exactly. We have two girls, singer in the, in mm-hmm. the movie, and another singer.
Yes. Very good.
We have the music in the bars, in some places. It's very beautiful because it's a musical too.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I never danced to a tango, but I love the sound of it. It's a fun, kind of classy sort of dance and musical yes. feel.
Very classy, and we can get you Schwarzenegger Nagger to practice with you.
Okay.
He'll come back.
He'll come back. He'll come back.
Why not?
That's very good.
So this is
he'll be back.
This is part of the director series. Yes. What's coming next in the director series?
Okay, we don't like to talk about the next project. We have some good things. Mm-hmm. Today, we are concentrated on La Caravana de Gardel and Carlos Palau, but it's more things coming. Life is a circle. We appreciate so much what you do, guys, because you allow us to tell a story. And Carlos is opening the door for the next director. It could be an American sure. director from Kansas City, maybe from Hollywood, or maybe somebody from India or Pakistan,
right.
or a Chinese director. A surprise, but you'll be not the first one to know.
Very good.
Thanks.
The movie kicks off at 6 o'clock. Doors open at 5, you yes. said. This is the important question for me. Are there snacks?
Yes. And
okay.
And vino.
Oh, there we
very
go.
Nice.
Oh,
yes.
There you go. You just woke up all the DJs in the room. They went.
Yeah. All right. Good. Yeah. Good. A little vino and maybe some popcorn.
Not while they see the movie. So basically, let me give you the rundown real fast. 5 o'clock, we open the doors. Mm-hmm. 6 o'clock, the screening. But 7:40, the Q&A. Short break. Tapas and vino, you know what that means,
sure.
right?
Yes, yes.
And then we go with the tango show, which is about 50 minutes.
That is going to be cool.
And we bring in the sound and dances of mm-hmm. the Carlos Gardel Tango Festival, USA.
That will be very, very cool. And what's the cost to get in for this?
15 pesos American.
Uh-huh.
$15.
Very good. We had Brandon confused for a second.
Yeah,
He was
going on an international exchange over there to figure that out.
Yeah.
For the student, it's free.
Well, with a college ID,
okay.
if you are from the the mm-hmm. college, State College or the FSU, you show the ID and you got it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Excellent. And this is in collaboration with the Bay Arts Alliance. And do you all have a website?
Yes, we have teatrodelasartes.com, TEATRODELASARTES. But if you go to Bay Arts, they've been so fantastic. And the whole board, Jennifer is executive director, but you have so many people there. And, we make it possible because Bay Arts Alliance and all the other, sponsors.
Excellent. Thank you both for coming, and thank you for coming all the way from Los Angeles. Well, and yeah, Columbia.
I'm not sure Columbia is not. Columbia, might be. Yeah, I don't think it's much further away.
No, I don't think so either.
It's certainly a culture I understand more than Los Angeles,
yes.
I will
and
say that.
Enjoy your time here in the world's most beautiful beaches. I'm going to get
thank
a job
you.
For the
and
tourists,
that,
I think.
And that that website is bayarts.org.
Very good. And we're yes. going to close out this hour, take you up right into 10 o'clock, where there's plenty of more of the mix. We're going to do so with a vinyl play of the day. This one from back when I was a kiddo. It's a little bit of the Culture Club, and it's Karma Chameleon. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station.